listening to Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
That's Jamie, and we are here to do the one thing that everyone is definitely still doing, and that's look back at last year and declare the top 10 albums of the year 2025. Here in Vancouver.
It's true. Look, we just wanted to avoid all the clutter of December.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to stand out and also, you know, give a real chance to all those late year album releases. Not that I think any of them made it.
Yeah.
They were close.
We gave them a chance.
Yeah. We had to be fair and impartial. Just kidding. This is just our own very personally biased list of what we liked the most, listen to the most, what really resonated with us. And as usual, we're doing top 10 songs. There is a certain amount of, you know, considering the albums that the songs came from.
Usually if you had an important or impactful album from the year, we look harder at your songs.
Yeah, well, we listened to them more often if they
it's
were
true.
Surrounded by other great songs. So there's some of that on here. There's also some great singles that were released and just a really great wide-ranging assortment of tracks. Okay, well, let's just get right into it. Our number 10 track of the year.
Number 10
is by show favorite April Liang and her track Adrenaline. Anything to say about this, Jamie, or should we just jump right in?
She had a couple of EPs out this year, or I guess they're albums to a degree. Rose Colored Glasses was the one that had this one. They're both great, both EPs. Adrenaline, it just continues her trend of emo adjacent pop punk.
Cool, let's get into it. Adrenaline by April Liang.
Throw me all the matches, say we do it.
Weekend track of 2025 by Vancouver artists. Way to go, April. Great track. And Jamie, great work on the description of emo adjacent pop. That's just what it is.
It's just what it is. Just what it is.
Yeah. And up next in the top 10 of 2025. I'll try not to mix up my numbers anymore. We have another band that, well, not another band that you played with, but a band that, that I saw your band play with.
Yeah, they're very good. So I got a little bit of bias here.
But also sort of a new incarnation or a new band from former members of another band that we loved here on the mixtape in Strange Breed. The band is Cursed Words.
Yes.
And this year they put out a few different tracks, and I feel like really established themselves as a player in the local in the Vancouver scene.
Yep.
Right. Sort of an introduction to the world, as it were, or to the scene as a whole.
Yep. They had some singles. They played a ton of shows, and they were quite good at all of it.
Yeah.
Was really nice to see, and I'm glad that they're back doing this. And they're all phenomenal people. So. Makes sense. They made good stuff.
Yeah, great songwriters. And yeah, this track rips as usual. This one is called Tragedy Equals Reality, Bittersweet, by Cursed Words, our number 9 track of 2025. Number 9 track of 2025.
Number 9.
Tragedy Equals Reality, Bittersweet by Cursed Words here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF. Yeah, just a cheat code to have the na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na in there.
It's fine. Hey, all steroid users should be in the Hall of Fame. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep going with that and assume that the audience got it as much as I did. Up next, a bit of a change in pace, but an album that was all over CJSF's charts and all over the mixtape as well. We played them a lot. A cool band, psychedelic cumbia and salsa.
Just a
great addition to the local, to the melange, to the mix that is already the wildly diverse Vancouver music scene. And, you know, they've been kicking around for a couple of years, but Sancocho Trifásico by Empanadas Ilegales is an amazing album that came out last year. And this track, Bailecito de Morte, which is Little Dance of Death, is our number eight. Of Death, or Bailecito de Mort by Empanadas Ilegales, from the record Sancocho Trifásico, our number eight track of 2025 here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Just a great time.
So fun. What just a blast.
So good. And we're just going to keep things rolling because we have 10 songs and I have some long songs I want to play. And we're going to make it happen.
Jesse, I think it's time that we start gazing at our shoes. We have a little bit of a little, we should glance down a little bit.
Yeah.
Glance down. So everybody, look down.
Look down.
It's time for our number.
Check out those shoes. It's number 7.
Number 7!
It's by Bloom Effect, the track, Luna. We'll be right back. record Ocelon by Bloom Effect. Our number
seven
track of 2026. Great record, very shoegazy, as they say, you know.
Shoegazy.
Love that record, love that band. Glad, you know, I feel like at the station we played the crap out of their previous record, and I was so excited when a new one came in.
Yeah, I felt like they had a bit of a banner year.
Yeah, great stuff. Up next on our top 10 list, you could call it that. We have our number 6 track of the year 2025.
Number 6!
Gets us halfway through our list. Quick recap: April Liang, Adrenaline, Curse Words, Tragedy Equals Reality, Bittersweet, Empanadas Ilegales, Bailecito de Mort, Bloom Effect, Luna, and now Get Out by Scarlet Fever, from the amazingly titled record Girl with Shank, which is also an amazingly great record to listen to.
Funny how those things are connected.
Our number 666 track of 2026, Get Out by Scarlet Fever. Shank.
Oh, jeez.
Our number 6 album of 2025 by Vancouver artists. I guess it would have been good to do a recap after the top 5, but we're gonna leave it.
Yeah, we've got time is of the essence, Jesse.
Yes, and that is, well, partly my fault, but also partly this next band's fault. And I also want to say that we've kind of hit the point, and you could include Get Out the last track we heard by Scarlet Fever in this conversation as well. But we're hitting the point where every song from now until the end of the show could have been the number one song in my estimation.
Yeah, it was kind of like you almost put them in a blender and just kind of choose which one makes the most sense. I think the order that we got here kind of hammers home what our listening habits were for the year.
For sure. Yeah, that's definitely reflected. And we're starting the top five.
The top five,
which as we've said is kind of a, you know, put it where you want, but this is where we put them with probably the buzziest band.
The hottest
band. The busiest. Maybe not the busiest. There's a lot of busy bands in Vancouver. Cute. But buzziest, hottest, and also maybe seeming like the band currently in Vancouver with the greatest shot at, quote, making it.
Jumping the scene. Trying to Japandroids it.
Yeah. It is Computer. The post-punk, art rock, noise rock, saxophone wielding cool band that put out a record called Station on the Hill, which, hey, that's what CJSF is.
Hey, so there's no influence on that choice.
No, not at all. But the track for me from that record, which has landed in the top five for us, is the title track, Station on the Hill, which closes out the record and is a 9-minute odyssey.
Settle in, folks. Get your popcorn. Get your soda.
Please do. It rules. This rules. It's our number five track of 2025, Station on the Hill by Computer.
Broken muscle.